long voting lines, issues with IDs, voter harassment. Those are just a few of the things poll watchers around the state will be looking out for at the polls. Thousands of lawyers, both Democrats and Republicans, will be on standby and monitoring polling locations around Florida in case something comes up. The idea is to make sure no voters are disenfranchised because of things like changes in the state's elections laws, in an effort to ensure nothing stops the members of their party from voting. Richard Neidig, a retired attorney in Sarasota, says he's working with a number of other lawyers in his area to help the Republican Party keep tabs on everything going on at the polls.
Their job is to be like Sergeant Joe Friday in the old Dragnet program. You know, Sergeant Friday used to say, "Just the facts, ma'am, just the facts." That's what we're looking for.
Neidig says the lawyers he's working with will notify officials, including the party and even Romney's campaign, if they believe the elections law is being violated.
And if we believe the election law is being violated, we will communicate immediately with the clerk of that polling place, and we'll also communicate with the supervisor of elections. And we have somebody who's local here who's designated to do that, just as we have a couple of litigators standing by locally in the event that something arises that we have to go to court for.
Meanwhile, the Democrats are also distributing a team of poll watchers. The Obama campaign has created what it's calling the Victory Council, which includes volunteer legal professionals from across the country. Patricia Tassinari is a member of the Victory Council. She volunteered during the primary and will be at the polls again on Election Day. She says last time everything went smoothly and hopes it will this time too, though she says there will be monitors both in and outside the polling locations.
I know there's people that are standing outside, you know, outside of the 100-yard mark, and, you know, we'll be looking and watching for people, harassing people before they go into the polls. So that definitely we want to keep an eye on as well.
Officials from both sides of the aisle say they're working to make sure the elections are fair and go as smoothly as possible. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Regan McCarthy.